Elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways. Startling discoveries often result.
Listen. I seen Miss Blake after Willie yesterday. She didn't kill anybody who'd have gotten her way. Hey, look, I got a TV for a pound on the head. The Jimmy Jean got the best Panamanian red. No, I ain't got on no underclothes, but the hawk got to get through this gypsy road.
Medium of art.
Loudly
involves men with one another.
LBJ's in town. Up with Stokely and H.R.L. Brown. Well, I don't know if the ride is wrong. Whitey been kicking my ass for too long. I'm supposed to, baby, but the hell am I paying? Did you hear what the number was yesterday?
I don't know why.
Junkies is all right when they ain't broke. They leaves you alone when they high on dope. Damn, but I wish I could get up and shut up. Hell, you know that ain't true. Have you seen the skinny little boy that chased the white ghost that night? Face puffed up, tracks in his arm. His mama's somewhere drinking and talking about survival. The pox in jail or downtown is a wine. The little boy takes the white ghost with his friend and they get high.
So pervasive in there.
And they get high. Like cloud nine, everything is fine.
The medium is the massa. Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as an environment.
I don't know why I love you like I do, but I do, Lord, I do. I don't know why you treat me like you do.
In the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
Surely the action against Associated Press.
The U.S. Department of Justice obtained 2 months' worth of phone records of journalists working for the Associated Press.
Well, a lot is done in the name of national security and protecting the public. Several decades ago, spying by the Nixon administration on the press, dirty tricks and so forth, were also rationalized inside the White House and later publicly as somehow protecting the public from subversives or other elements that threaten the Republic.
Sometimes there's too much.
Structures and overall patterns elude easy procedure.
that is really one of the last refuge of scoundrels when it comes to top leaders who want to turn off the tap of information reaching their own public that those leaders would rather the public be kept in the dark about. And I think what we've seen with these revelations about the phone records of AP reporters is that this administration, which has already waged a larger war against more whistleblowers than any other in U.S. history, has continued to push the envelope and tried to have a chilling effect on not only journalists, but the sources within the administration.
And
the name of the game,
and thereafter our code, Ebor.
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise? Penning speech and speaking to the eyes. Then we, by tracing magic lines, are taught how to revive it.
Writing did not merely record, which was a totally new medium of expression and communication.
Have fun and play some crazy stuff.
Writing was an embalming process that froze us. It eliminated the art of ambiguity. The expert is the man who stays put. Many levels, meaning the words have to be sacrificed for keeping everything moving on to the place. Now belonged to the object of the world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and me.
Maybe this thing is bigger than all of us.
Of scoundrels when it comes to
top leaders who want to turn off the tap of information reaching their own public that those leaders would rather the public be kept in the dark about. And I think what we've seen with these revelations about the phone records of AP reporters is that this administration, which has already waged a larger war against more whistleblowers than any other in U.S. history, has continued to push the envelope and tried to have a chilling effect on not only journalists, but the sources within the administration.
Says that all he's doing is describing.
John? John who?
Suggestions about what people should do about these things.
Show me something.
For instance, Marshall himself
says
that all he's doing is describing.
Furious George Show, Thursday night, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. We are taking over a little piece of the airwaves here and spin something about this craziness with Bush administration. The Obama administration. War on whistleblowers. Got some fun music, new stuff, old stuff. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. That's where I usually post some ideas of how I've tried to pull together different things. Micropower Radio, broadcasting straight out of downtown Carborough, Chapel Hill, Paris of the Piedmont. We not only have this incredible new studio, but we've got three incredible new CD players. So, man, that's amazing stuff. Good work. Good work, team. If you're listening out there and you've contributed to not only the amazing setup here we have, thank you, and also this great new rack of CD players, which I'm using all three right now at the same time. Here we go. This is for you guys. We'll just see what it does. That's Media's The Massage, which is a crazy 1970s original mixtape.
Every new technology creates a new environment.
Some Sleesh bells. Slice stuff. So much stuff. Plus some Hota Essay in the way background. We'll be playing some more stuff. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm having fun, despite how crazy the whole situation happens to be. Regards to the War on Whistleblowers Part 2. I'm furious!
Provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and in isolation from others. Men could now inspire and conspire. It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history, and learn to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required number of each part.
You're feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy?
Press. It is a story both broken by the Associated Press, and it is a story about them as well. In what seems to be an unprecedented action, the Department of Justice has written to the Associated Press informing them that the Justice Department has been spying on their reporters. In a big, widespread, open-ended way that the AP got no notice about until receiving the Justice Department's letter. Specifically, the Justice Department says it secretly obtained 2 months' worth of phone records for more than 20 AP phone lines. It includes the main AP office numbers in New York and Washington, D.C. and Hartford, Connecticut, as well as the AP office for reporters who cover the House of Representatives. And it covers the work phone numbers and the personal phone numbers for 5 AP reporters and their editor. Now, there's no indication that the Justice Department has the recorded content of those phone calls, but what they've got, apparently, at least, is the incoming call numbers, the outgoing call numbers, and the duration of each call. Now, in response to this notification from the Justice Department today, the AP sent a scathing letter to Attorney General Eric Holder. Quote, there can be no possible justification for such an overbroad collection of the telephone communications of the AP and its reporters. These records potentially reveal communications with confidential sources across all of the news gathering activities undertaken by the AP during a 2-month period, provide a roadmap to AP's news gathering operations, and disclose information about AP's activities and operations that the government has no conceivable right to know.
And I just start dreaming, and it all becomes music.
Music.
Freestyle.
There's a story which illustrates the kind of fun.
Hit that beat like King Kong, like Tarzan, like King Kong, like what the fuck is she on? My mind is like a spaceship. Hit that beat like King Kong, like Tarzan, like
Propaganda has become a business, this business of public relations. Or as one of the firms that has often represented dictators, the Burson Marsteller firm puts it, their business is perception management.
Freeze.
Dow Music. 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 Music.
Public perception, public policy on behalf of their clients, whoever they might be.
Fought in Yemen before it was released to the public. The DOJ notified the Associated Press in a letter Friday that they had collected phone records of specific journalists at home and at work from AP offices in New York and Washington and Connecticut, all over the place. And on Monday, the AP's top executive responded by calling the Justice Department's actions an unprecedented intrusion into news gathering. Why, Arthur, wouldn't the AP have been notified in advance of this investigation? It seems like just such an incredible amount of information to gather for such a very specific investigation.
in some ways, has it been a victory for journalists? Because it's been a major embarrassment now for the Obama administration.
Well, I think it cuts both ways because, in a sense, while the Obama administration in the last couple of days has encountered fierce criticisms from very mainstream and even some conservative media outlets, the administration has also sent a very clear message to every employee of the U.S. government that you may think you're on your cell phone or your home telephone speaking to a journalist, telling them something that perhaps we at the White House don't want you to tell, but now you are on clearer notice than ever.
Subpoenaed and destroy all copies. We also ask for an immediate explanation as to why this extraordinary action was taken and a description of the steps the Justice Department will take to mitigate its impact on AP and its reporters. Now, in its letter to the AP that started this, that provoked that response, the Justice Department did not explain why it sought the news organization's phone records. It did not give any details or justifications for targeting the AP, let alone in such a broad way. But we do know that these were the reporters and the editor whose records were seized by the Justice Department. And connecting the dots, we know that these five reporters and that one editor all contributed to an AP blockbuster report last year that the CIA had infiltrated an Al-Qaeda plot to blow up an airliner.
That is the Constitution, to organize an army and money in order to conquer further lands north of the West. That's the origin of the USA. But to do that, the slave masters are not going to do the fighting. What they will do is hire poor people to do it. But when they don't pay the poor people, if they didn't pay Daniel Shays takes matters into his own hand in 1787 and goes to the courts and shuts down the courts because the courts were beginning to foreclose grounds of eight, Daniel Shays and the other veterans from the American War of Independence.
Subpoenaed documents by the Department of Justice or some other agency, and then we can turn the screws on you and find out whether you are a whistleblower. That's a very dangerous message, and in that sense, this is a blow for freedom of the press against freedom of the press.
Sound is-
is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
The West shall shape the East away.
Classified information, and that person is leaking to the press, and of course the White House will be saying that sort of information could compromise national security, they're in the wrong, and they do deserve to be tracked down.
Well, that's always the argument, but it turns out that there's so much classification of information that the U.S. public not only has a right to know, but must know for democracy to function.
A very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy.
Look at that, you then don't pride, you got the mind, you got no shame. And you are the one to blame, as I would do. Go people, as I would be the real thing.
To privacy.
I got a more wish.
universal, tyrannical, womb to tomb of surveillance. Causing a very serious dilemma.
I got a more wish.
Between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
You're tuned to the blessing.
Just you and me.
The older traditional ideas of private, isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technology, are very serious. Information retrieval by the electrically computerized dossier. That one big gossip column that is unforgivable, unforgettable, and from which there is no redemption, no erasure.
So yeah, they're supposed to give news organizations a heads up when they do this kind of thing. Why they didn't in this case, we don't know. But that's part of the reason everyone, there's people are just unanimous. This is outrageous. And there's been no explanation whatsoever. So when I said earlier that, you know, Benghazi is the rake, the IRS is the banana peel, and this is the butt fumble, completing the trifecta of terrible Obama administration news. We don't know why they were doing this, but it's just outrageous. There's no explanation for it.
Gutter riots were happening throughout the country.
Adam Smith, who preceded him.
In each respect, it developed out of experience, because if you didn't treat people equally, then they were going to give you trouble. Societies were exceedingly collaborative, but they were also exceedingly individualist. The individual was honored, but the values were collaborative because you had to get along. Everybody was included in every decision that affected you.
And to
be kept in the dark, to not know what is being done in our names, with our tax dollars, by our elected leaders, is to short-circuit our own capacity to be part of a democratic process.
Justice Department officials telling you about why they didn't tell the AP about these phone records, about them spying on AP reporters and editors and news headquarters until after the fact, until after they'd already done it.
Well, what they are doing is pointing to Justice Department guidelines, or at least select portions of Justice Department guidelines, saying that they will not notify news organizations if doing so would pose a clear and substantial threat to the integrity of the investigation. In other words, tipping off the AP to this probe would allow them to tip off their sources and jeopardize the probe. Now, that can be interpreted in a number of different ways, but the most ominous for at least the sources for the AP, suspected sources here, would be that they're close to bringing a criminal case.
Happening. We're back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions, from which a few centuries of literacy have divorced us. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of the unified human family, that is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries.
It is a process that is
located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror, to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Being an eternal present.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967.
Then between the need for national security and, of course, respecting freedom of speech and privacy rights. It's going to be a long argument, this one, isn't it? And do you think there ever will be a balance found, just briefly?
Well, the balance will be fought over, but until the U.S. ends a perpetual war footing, the so-called war on terror, then the domestic repression is going to be a major problem.
John.
In an electric information environment, minority groups can no longer be contained, ignored. Too many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation. We have become irrevocably involved with and responsible for each other.
Okay, thanks for listening to that. Michael Power Radio Radio. I'm Furious George. You're going to be signing off here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week where we'll spin in some other crazy thing going down in the world. This week just happened to be relating to all the pretty crypto-fascist stuff coming down on AP and whistleblowers. So, we told you so. This is the Furious George Show. We do it every week. We've been spotlighting all the different problems relating to Obama and before him Bush. And we've been doing this even before Bush was a president. So if you like the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot. We might have some old stuff up in there. We've had other good stuff, including music relating to Bass Nectar right there. And a big mix from Blau Ann. And, of course, I can't stop playing some of this new Hoda essay. We're going to throw away this war on whistleblowers. Please, do what you can. I'm doing what I'm doing. Michael Pirate Radio. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Carborough. I'm furious.
Fought over, but until the U.S. ends a perpetual war footing, the so-called war on terror, then the domestic repression is going to be a major problem.
It's Halloween. belly, bay boy, make it pump more. Never stay steady, I'm into the funk, Lord. Ready with that mind war, it's a holiday.